As far as how widespread this is, frankly, we have no idea right now. We love the Catholic Church. We love youth organizations. We love schools. But abuse is abuse.
Speaking on Thursday, Attorney General Pam Bondi said more than 15 victims of past abuse already have come forward and contacted her office.
Today, we launched a tip site to allow victims and anyone with information about priest abuse to report what they know. We cannot do this without you. We need your help.
Bondi did not go into great detail about the ongoing investigation, but did say a tip site, myfloridalegal.com/priestabuse, will take confidential reports of past abuses.
And confidentially is important because if you're a victim, we have to know who you are, but you will be protected. That information will remain confidential if you are a victim of abuse, and it will be kept in accordance with the Florida statutes.
The Florida investigation comes after a Pennsylvania grand jury said more than 1,000 children there had been molested since the 1940s.
You know, based on Pennsylvania, we're a much larger state, and that's why when I heard that, I knew it had to be ongoing in Florida. I talked to my statewide prosecutor and said, we have to look into this. And he wholeheartedly agreed.
Even though we know more than anyone else, it seems that we are human and we're all sinful, I think people, perhaps rightly so, hold us to a higher standard.
Bishop William Walk oversees the Pensacola-Tallahassee Diocese. He declined to be interviewed for this story, but in a written statement said they're cooperating with the AG's office, as are Florida's other six bishops. In August, Walk removed Father Edward Jones from the pulpits of two Big Bend parishes following an allegation of inappropriate contact with an underage girl in 2004.
After interviewing that person and documenting it, the investigator told me that there is no reason to doubt the victim's sincerity.
In an unrelated case, a second priest in the local diocese, Monsignor James Flaherty, also stepped down amid allegations of nonspecific concerns, which do not involve sexual abuse of a minor. Walk is applauding Vatican City's involvement in the Pennsylvania case. He contends the U.S. Catholic hierarchy has lost credibility in such investigations.
I know that's dramatic, but I believe that. That doesn't mean that I don't think we can do it, but we need an outside investigation. The problem is, and people will see it, Rome moves with glacial speed. The church has been working for 2,000 years. It doesn't move as quickly as people want it to, especially in this day and age, and so that's going to be frustrating.
But it's not just the Catholic Church that's under the spotlight in Florida. Attorney General Pam Bondi says the scope of the investigation has no ecumenical or secular boundaries.
Any churches, any youth organizations, any school, any institutional abuse, we want to know about. We will be issuing subpoenas.
Once again, if anyone is being abused currently, they need to call 911 and or the Department of Children and Families at 800-96-ABUSE. Past incidents can be reported again at myfloridalegal.com/priestabuse. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.